with your money briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street's roller coaster was in high gear this week. After a huge sell-off on Thursday, stocks roared back Friday thanks to some reassuring words on interest rates from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 746 points to 23,433. The NASDAQ Composite rose 275 points. And the S&P 500 gained 84. The NASDAQ was the big winner for the week, up 2.3%. With us in the studio is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Mike Wursthorn. Mike, what a difference a day makes. Apple sent the market sliding on Thursday, and Jerome Powell sends them in the opposite direction on Friday.
It's almost as if you're seeing the market still trying to figure out what direction it really wants to go. And what's most interesting is that between Thursday and Friday, the news that moved markets were sort of in ways very related. I mean, Thursday you had obviously fears about Apple and what that might mean for other companies in terms of whether or not profits may be coming in lower than expected, whether or not earnings and things like this trade war that are going on are going to have a bigger impact than analysts have been pricing into the market. But on Friday, you know, you had this great jobs report that painted a very strong economy, very robust economy, really strong growth, followed up by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's comments signaling that he's willing to take the brake off the gas if it seems like interest rates are where they need to be right now. And for investors, it's not a whole lot of certainty going forward, but it's a better picture than what they've been seen for the last several weeks.
Yeah, that was probably a breath of fresh air for investors. Markets have been very edgy, to say the least, about higher interest rates. And, you know, investors must have been soothed by Powell's pledge to be patient on rate hikes.
They're looking for any sort of hint, any sort of indication as to whether or not those interest rates are going to really go higher. And you're seeing the market's already pricing in that there aren't going to be any rate increases this year. What Chairman Jerome Powell said Friday clearly shows then that the Fed is at least considering maybe following through on that, following through on the market's wishes. But it really remains to be seen. You're going to have to wait for those upcoming meetings and what's said and then the minutes that come out to really get a sense, is the Fed willing to take its foot off the gas?
It sounds like the old Fed promised that, you know, any rate moves would be data dependent. And I just wonder if, you know, investors have forgotten that. You know, they've been fairly consistent on that.
They have been. And that's the thing. I think the Fed is still saying that they're going to be data dependent, but they're willing to take in all these other bits of data. That was sort of the message in December, where we'll take the data also from the market, what the market may be flashing us, what the economy may be flashing us through some of these other measures of say, sentiment or activity, and willing to take sort of maybe a slightly different approach than what they've been telegraphing. But still, at the end of the day, the market likes certainty. And until they get sort of that certainty, which is very hard for the Federal Reserve to sort of give beyond, you know, sort of their plan for what rate hikes could be, you know, without that certainty, you're probably going to see more of this volatility with big down days followed by big up days and vice versa for quite a while.
And speaking of uncertainty, obviously uncertainty remains over geopolitical tensions, trade tensions, including tariffs. But is the big worry at this point corporate earnings? I mean, haven't investors been worried about companies reporting downbeat numbers this upcoming reporting period or even lowering the forecasts?
Corporate earnings are the engine of the stock market. And right now, investors are trying to acclimate to this rapidly changing environment where 2018, you had 20% earnings growth over the entire year for the entire S&P 500. That's changing. Right now, those estimates are below 10%. They were around 10% for 2019. You know, if you look back in October or September, they keep coming down. Now we're down a little bit more. We're down between 8%, 7% now. There's concern that could fall further. And when you have things like trade that you really can't pin a value on, you can't say for certain how that's going to affect a business, and we're seeing that play out with Apple sort of, you know, since their announcement, it's that big wild card that when companies do start reporting those first quarter earnings, it doesn't give them a lot of room to sort of, you know, play with, you know, things like tariffs, things like rising interest rates, raising debt servicing costs. And there is that potential that you might have an earnings recession. There are some analysts saying that if you do have, say, a worst case scenario with all these factors, we could see negative earnings growth year over year. And without that, a lot of people have a hard time seeing how the market gets anywhere near its last high back in September for the S&P 500.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Mike Wursthorn joining us in the studio. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Coming up in the new week, lawmakers in the newly convened Congress will continue their efforts to get the government back open. It's been shut down for 2 weeks over President Trump's insistence that any new spending measure include more than $5 billion for a wall along the southern border. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve will release minutes from its December policy meeting, and investors will peruse them for any clues as to the pace of future interest rate hikes. The week will also feature speeches by several Fed presidents. We'll get the latest snapshot on consumer prices with the government's December Consumer Price Index. International trade figures are also due, as is the ISM's latest non-manufacturing index and the Labor Department's JOLTS report, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. And Delta Airlines reports its quarterly earnings. Last week, Delta issued a revenue warning saying fares didn't climb as much as expected during the holiday travel season. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.